Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Listen, if you are like most people, you spend a lot of time on social media and it feels like it's a waste of time, why not start figuring out how your time on these social media platforms can actually make you some money by leveraging those things that you recommend, the products that you love, the things that you talk about, the great deal on a rug that you just got, the lash product that has changed your life. If you're one of those people that believes sharing is caring and you love sharing your favorite things and deals and those kinds of things, like, you should be getting paid for that. But brands aren't going to reach out to you. You need to know how to reach out to them to set up these brand deals. And again, they don't care if you have a big following. They don't care if you don't go on camera. They just want to know, are you somebody that people trust and engage with? If that could be you and you want to learn how to do this the right way, we have a new mini course that is super easy to get through. It's really fast to get through. And it walks you through the process of how to get started with brand deals. It's pretty cool. Like, we teach you how to pitch yourself. We put together templates for you so you can just, like, basically copy and paste the email. We show you how to put together a media kit. In fact, we give you a template so you can just, like, drop and drag your own photos and information about your social media platform. We will teach you how to ask for free product from companies and then how to negotiate your rates. And with the big changes to Instagram, you know, Instagram's favoring smaller accounts, like, the time is now. So don't miss this opportunity. Check it out right now. Go to Shalene.com/micro. Again, it's Shalene.com/micro. And let's get you some brand deals. Holy guacamole. This is going to be perhaps one of the most amazing and very quick Build Your Tribe episodes you've ever listened to. I sat down with my husband tonight and I said, let's talk about the different business coaches that we've worked with. Let's talk about the best advice that we've ever received, the kind of advice that makes us, like, smack ourselves upside the head and say, like, why did we not think about this before? And let's put it in one quick tip Tuesday Build Your Tribe episode. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the 11 tips. And if you apply all of these, I mean, if you apply just even two of these, you are guaranteed to make more money in your business this year. This is a money-back guarantee. All right, let's get to it. I guess I can say it's a money-back guarantee because the Build Your Tribe episodes are free. But this advice is priceless. Let me just tell you. Okay, I'm going to fly through these. I encourage you to take notes. If you're not the kind of person who's one to implement, who doesn't really care about making more money without having to work harder, well, then don't take notes. But if you are someone who's like, I would love to make more money without having to work a lot harder, I know you have your pen and your piece of paper out. All right, let's start number one with the customer journey. That's a piece of advice that it took us, oh, I'd say probably the first 8 years of our business to realize that we were creating kind of random offers, but we weren't thinking about the ideal customer that we wanted to attract and what growth and development looked like for them. Because, you know, obviously the hardest thing to do is to attract somebody and earn their trust. But once you have somebody's trust, to continually create things for them that they need because they're now at the next level, that makes life easier for them, makes life easier for you. It's more fulfilling. And the way you do that is by just thinking about, like, okay, so if I were to put myself back in the shoes of the person who was just starting out, what is the very first thing that they need and they could afford? And what's the next thing that they need and they could afford? And then just kind of spelling out or mapping out that entire customer journey from the freemium level all the way up to the high ticket offer. Number two, creating downsells. You know, that thing that you are about to sell and the price point might be just a little bit above what your typical avatar can afford, your typical lifer. Well, what is the downsell? They're like just on the cusp of making that decision. Like, let's say you're offering something for, say, $2,000, and you know that you've got your people who are like, that's a no-brainer. They're ready for it. They can afford it. And then you've got those folks who mentally they're ready for it, but they honestly cannot financially afford to do it. What's the downsell? What is one less step backwards? Like, it's often lower priced and a little less involved in terms of like business development. Okay, so create a customer journey. The biggest mistake we made in the beginning is we just started with like a, here's our $2,000 offer. And we didn't think about like, okay, but what about that person who isn't ready for that or can't afford that? What do they need before the $2,000, the $5,000, the $10,000 offer? And just keep sliding backwards. Number three, this one's going to make you money for using agents or consultants. Take a look at what they're doing, how productive they are, how much you enjoy working with them, and just ask yourself, I mean, because if they're a consultant or an agency, the benefit for them is they've got this freedom. The benefit for you is you've got this freedom that, like, if they aren't freaking producing, you can talk to other people about the same offer. You can go back to the consultant that you're working with and say to them, listen, I don't want to end this relationship. However, we may need to reevaluate, offer them less money, or suggest that they take on more responsibility. Like, just revising our relationships with our consultants this year is going to, at a minimum, make us $1 million. Without having to work any harder. Do you understand? Like, that is the point of this show. Like, we love working with our consultants. We love working with our agencies, but sometimes you get comfortable. And Brett and I know to do this. Like, once every 6 months, we go through our agencies. And in doing so recently, we're like, wait a second. This needs to be reevaluated. Like, it doesn't match the market value, what we're paying this agency to do. And just by revising that contract, we're going to continue to work with them. But by revising that contract, we will make almost $1 million more, even if we don't do anything more. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about making additional money without having to work harder. Number four, bundling your offers. That thing that you offer, that singular offer, whether it's a high ticket or low ticket, consider offering a bundle of your offerings. You can do this on Shopify very easily with a plugin, or you can just create your own bundle. Number five, offer an annual option. So this really pertains to those of you who are doing a subscription model or a monthly model, those of you who are doing even perhaps a lifetime model. Consider doing an annual model. If you're going from lifetime to annual, you're going to capture those people who couldn't afford to do the lifetime. If you offer a deep enough discount, which we do with ICH, like we give our ICH members, if they want to do monthly, I don't know, I think it's like $50, just slightly under $50 a month. But if they do it annual, they save like $250. And most people, once they sign up for your membership or whatever it is that you're offering, whether it's coaching or some other type of service, once they know that they're committed, they're usually committed for more than 2 or 3 months. And going all in on an annual membership really does shift mindset. So you're going to get better results from your customers and they're going to save money. But in the long run, that's going to make you money. And here's why. Membership churn, meaning the average number of months that somebody pays for, let's say, a monthly membership, there's a number. Like maybe that's 3.5 months for you. So by suggesting that people do an annual, crunch the numbers and figure out if you don't end up making more money, saving them money, and in the process, you don't have to work harder. Number six, purchasing higher quantities of products. And so this one really does pertain to those of you who are doing physical products. Obviously, we have a few businesses where we're doing physical products. This year, for the first time, we are launching greeting cards. Pretty excited about that. Initially, they'll be offered at pushjournal.com, but I suspect this is a test. If things go well, we will likely launch a separate website just for greeting cards, and then we'll offer them as an upsell on pushjournal.com. When you purchase at higher quantities, you're going to save money. We do this with Push Journal. For example, we purchase our paper in higher quantities, even though we haven't yet printed the upcoming journals. Just in buying bulk the paper, buying in bulk any part of the supply chain will, in the long run, save you money without you having to work any harder. Number seven, and this is especially helpful if you have a Shopify site or something similar, and that is using a plugin that automatically suggests additional items to add to cart. And I think that just goes without saying. You obviously know how that's going to increase your average sale without you having to work any harder. And I think so many people are in an industry where they haven't even thought about that. They haven't even thought about additional ways to add items and upsell a customer who's already interested. Listen, you want to make an impact on people. You want them to remember you. Every single time I have a guest on the podcast, I send them a gift. When somebody has me on their show, I send them a gift. When someone's going to speak on my stage, I send them a gift. When I'm going to speak on someone else's stage, I later thank them by sending them a gift. But it's hard to come up with creative ideas for gifts. And I don't know, flowers die. Not everybody loves flowers, but it's really hard to come up with great gift ideas. And we have been struggling to do this until I discovered Uncommon Goods. This is a bomb website. You guys are going to freaking love the ideas that you'll find there for seriously unique gifts that people are not going to forget and they're not going to throw away. And I bought my dad this customized book. It's a collection of every cover of the New York Times on the day that he was born, from the year that he was born until present. You have no idea how up his alley that gift was. But they have tons of different categories and really unique, high-quality gifts that you'll find. Like, so for example, I also found, which I ordered for a friend who recently spoke for me, it's a big, giant pillowcase, but the pillowcase looks like a cassette tape. And if you grew up in the 80s, you know what a mixtape looks like, and you customize it. So on one side, it can say Sierra and Roman, and on the other side, it can say established in 2022. Like, you can customize it. Super cute. I also got for another friend these little cocktail bombs. They come in the cutest little box. And what these little cocktail balls are, you put them in sparkling water, and they basically have everything you need to make like a mimosa or a margarita or a mojito or a pina colada. They're beautiful. They're super cute. Who wouldn't love that gift? I don't know about you, but I struggle to come up with unique gift ideas that help people remember me, especially when I'm networking or when I want to express my gratitude for being on somebody's podcast or speaking on their stage. They offer a ton of variety when it comes to pricing. You will find stuff that's high-end and stuff that's super-duper affordable. Instead of waiting for the last minute to buy those holiday gifts, like, go now and check this site out, uncommongoods.com. Oh, by the way, you get 15% off when you go to uncommongoods.com/tribe. Forgot to tell you that. Yes. Isn't that cool? So do this now because it is a limited time offer. When you go to this link, uncommongoods.com/tribe, you're going to get 15% off. You don't want to be ordinary, so give Uncommon Goods a try. Number eight, you're going to love this one. Turn your free challenge into a paid challenge. And when I say turn it into a paid challenge, like, so obviously challenges were very hot in 21 and 22. So maybe you created some type of challenge and it was a free challenge. Well, consider making it a paid challenge. And if your free challenge worked beautifully as a freemium, great. Keep that and then also offer it as a paid challenge, which you could send people to via advertising. And then when you are doing promotions around the free challenge, it's great to be able to say, this is something we normally sell for $19.99. So sign up today and you get it for free. Like, that's kind of a cool thing in lots of different ways. Okay, number nine, creating evergreen campaigns. What am I talking about? I'm talking about automating the process that you're currently using to add people to your customer list. So let's say, for example, that you twice a year, you offer fill in the blank. Well, what if instead of having to just do that or just earn the income from that promotion twice a year, what if you were running an evergreen campaign and it didn't have to go directly to your email list, but you were running advertising dollars to a campaign around that challenge that normally only do twice a year, but like you've already written the email flows. This piece of advice right here, this piece of advice made us $1 million the first year that we hired a business coach. And it was just one of those very simple pieces of advice said kind of like in passing in one of our meetings with the business coach. She was like, wait a second, why don't you have this campaign set up to make evergreen sales? And we're like, I'm not sure. It's just, I guess because no one's ever recommended it before. And we just went through the steps of saying like, wow, we've already written the email copy. The video already converts. The assets are all there. We just need to set up an evergreen campaign. That one piece of advice made us over $1 million the first year that we were working with that coach. Yeah, pretty cool. Number 10 is another piece of advice we got from the very same coach. We were doing Marketing Impact Academy just once a year. And we've actually had two coaches who were like, well, why are you only doing it once a year? And we're like, well, we want it to be special. They're like, it's still special, even if you just do it twice a year. And on the years that you can't, then you can't. But like most of the time, if you can do twice a year, that's an energy that you're infusing into the program. Why not? Why make people wait a whole year before they can actually, like when they know they need a solution, they want it now. They don't want to wait a year. Like that's not serving your customers. And again, that made us probably at over $1 million just to make that one decision to do what we would call a pop-up launch or multiple launches per year. And my number 11 tip, piece of advice, whatever you want to call it, to increase your revenue without having to work any harder is very simple. It's this: raise your prices and continue to raise your prices until you reach the threshold. For example, we offer Brock and I and Brett, we do these trainings, right? Like, so we'll do a free workshop style. And we have been testing price points recently. So we tested, okay, what does it look like if we offer it for free? What does it look like if we offer it for $7? And then we've got this revenue coming in that people are spending the $7. So we can pour that revenue back. It's not a lot, but it allows us to pour it back into advertising dollars. And then we looked at that data and then we're like, well, let's see what happens if we push it to $9. Let's see what happens if we push it all the way up to $14. And at $14, our registration rate, like all the rates were virtually the same from $14 to $7, except now we're making double the amount of revenue. I mean, it's nothing like to write home about, like going to pay the mortgage or anything, but to know that we can actually fund our advertising by asking customers to pay for the training. And as I always say, what people pay for makes them pay attention. And if we want testimonials, if we want to help people get results, they need to pay attention. So I love turning things that were formerly free into paid opportunities and then pushing the price to see, okay, where do we hold? Right now we're at about between $15 and $19. We're realizing that we're holding on something that we were once offering for free. So overall, it's a huge business win for us because, again, the money that we're taking in, we just get to dump it back into advertising, which allows us to reach more and more people. Pretty cool. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this. My goal is to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Ladies and gentlemen, we are done, but I would love to hear from you which of these tips, pieces of advice, you are going to implement within the next 3 months. tag me, tag Brock, tell us. That's like public accountability. By tagging Brock and I, it's going to keep you accountable to do it, and we cannot wait to hear your results. All right, guys, talk to you on Thursday.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.